T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They got him, a highly dangerous leader of an armed group, stopping undocumented migrants. Let me translate you for you. Illegal immigrants.
Yes.
After they crossed the U.S.-Mexico border into New Mexico. Because they got, thank God, the FBI was able to round him up. And he is guilty of nonviolently helping the Border Patrol effectively. This is the militia group. There's about half a dozen of them. They did not point their guns at any of the illegal immigrants that they stopped, but they did have them on them for protection. Half a dozen members camped out on a rotating basis near Sunland Park since late February. They've been highly effective. Just half a dozen of them managed to stop, according to Reuters, 5,600 immigrants. And that's because with 100,000 coming a month, the Border Patrol is so overwhelmed. So what they do is just have them stop and sit down and wait for the Border Patrol till they could get there, sometimes for hours. Think about that. We have 100,000 coming a month. I mean, that the size of that invasion is mind-boggling. And six dudes, Americans with guns. By the way, other than him, all of the rest are ex-military or ex-law enforcement. Not ex because they got kicked out. They're retired.
Right.
And you're telling me half a dozen Americans. This is what I take away from this. Half a dozen Americans were able to stop 5,600 of them in 2 months. Wow.
Maybe we should.
Let's get 40 people down there. You know?
Maybe we should privatize border security.
Yeah. Well, this has to stop. They were arrested by the FBI. Actually, the leader was. Now, here's what the left will say today. Larry Hopkins, leader of the armed group, was not arrested for his activities. He's the only one who was arrested. Not arrested for his activities stopping the illegals, but because he has a felony conviction and it is illegal for him to possess a firearm and ammo. So they got him for that, right?
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Anything to stop. I mean, they're way too effective. We cannot have this. Okay. So let's just think about it. So he's a felon in possession of firearms and ammo. So that's why they that's what they used the pretext to arrest him. Well, wait, can't we just overlook that? I mean, can't we just? Yeah, but I mean, he meant well.
Yeah, he had no intention of breaking the law, and he was trying to uphold the law.
He was,
you know. Maybe he didn't know that if he was actually a felon, if he was, that he shouldn't have a weapon on.
I mean, how would he know?
Yeah.
How can you expect him to know? And besides, he was so effective. And, you know, listen, the same Border Patrol have to allow convicted sex offenders, drunk drivers, murderers that they catch on the border go into our country. They were deported. It is illegal for them to return. It is, in fact, a felony for them to return. But they must let them go because we don't have space. But isn't it a law that that's a felony? You're supposed to be arrested, right? And process? No. Well, yeah, but we don't enforce that one. Oh. Well, why are we enforcing this one then? Mm-hmm. It's the dual justice standard that has me enraged here. I had folks on Facebook pointing out to me, even people on our side, well, you know, you can't just break the law. I mean, you can't just be, you know, a felon carrying a weapon. Why not? Why can't you? Dems are fine with it.
Yeah.
So now let's just contrast this for a minute. Just a little dual justice contrast to start our week off here. Okay. Well, you know, the left is like, well, you know, this is xenophobia. We cannot have an ex-felon in possession of a firearm leading. By the way, the other five people who were doing this do not have criminal convictions. They're, like I said, ex-military and ex-law enforcement. Just the leader did, but they're playing that up, right? Okay, so we cannot have people illegally purchasing and carrying weapons, correct?
Yeah,
all right. Well, did the Democrats in Congress not just vote to block ICE from going after illegal immigrants illegally in the country who attempt to illegally purchase weapons?
Right. Yeah.
Which is a crime in itself. And by the way, we know where they live because they gave us all that information when they applied, you know, after you do the instant background check. So when we got them dead to rights. I mean, it is a terrifying thing to me that an illegal immigrant, God knows who they are. Are they ISIS? I don't know who they are. Do you? We don't know. Are in this country trying to buy illegal weapons illegally. Now, should that person be arrested? What? No. They blocked ICE from enforcing the law in that case. So, I mean, I don't understand why we can't just block the FBI from arresting this guy. Because he, Lee, you can look. Can you not look at him and tell he meant well? I can see. Can you not? The irony. The irony. An American who goes and does this gets arrested for trying to stop law breaking on our border, in many cases by other felons. And that ain't A-okay.
So if these gentlemen had been visiting the property of a homeowner,
mm-hmm.
and someone had strayed and broken into that home, and they held them at gunpoint until police arrived, would that have been a crime?
Well, I don't know. Are they members of a Democrat grievance group who was held at gunpoint?
Now there you go.
Because you got to ask these questions.
Got to put things in context.
Yeah, it depends. The laws are not laws anymore in our country. It's just, you know, who are they? Okay. You know what amazes me about this? Okay. Here's what amazes me about this. The fact that, okay, the FBI can find time to crack down on half a dozen individuals on our border who have stopped successfully 5,600 people in 2 months.
Basically,
they got time for that.
Doing the job that government won't do.
Yeah, and can't do because they're being illegally prevented from doing by liberal judges, right? Because we have time. The FBI has time for that sting operation. They have time to go get them because the ACLU complains and says they should, right? Well, I'm sorry. What about when the governor of Texas and the secretary of state of Texas complain that they have busted 56,000 illegal immigrants and foreign nationals illegally voting in Texas elections?
That seems pretty serious.
Well, yeah, that seems really serious. I mean, that's a felony too, right?
That's a threat to our democracy.
It's a threat to our democracy. And it would undermine our election from a foreign power, right?
Exactly.
We don't want that.
No.
So where's the FBI investigation of that?
Could be some colluding going on there, Tara.
I mean, the FBI has a whole voting rights section. Where's the DOJ on this? Where's the FBI? You know, this has been out for months, and they just don't have time. Look, 56,000 stolen votes. That's not a big deal, but half a dozen guys, one of whom is a felon, effectively doing security on our border. Now, that is a problem. That's a problem. And when you consider, again, the Secretary of State of Texas, not only do we have 56,000 voting illegally in Texas, but he busted the Democrats colluding, the Democrat Party, mailing from the Democrat Party ballots to illegal immigrants with the citizenship box pre-checked.
And don't we hear the mantra from law enforcement?
There's no FBI investigation.
The mantra from law enforcement all the time, if you see something, say something. Well,
yeah.
These folks saw something. They held those folks there until authorities could arrive. Okay.
Texture writes, maybe he didn't identify as a felon. He might not have. I mean, how do we know, Lee? It's so unfair.
I like that. That's good.
That was good. Kudos to the texter. Yes. Texter writes, I'm sure the Patriot Group leader did not intend to break the law.
But here's the interesting thing. If this was going on, the only thing they could do to try to find one of the individuals there that they claim was a felon and that they claim was armed. They're not being arrested for anything else.
No.
Not violating anyone's civil rights, not breaking any U.S. laws, because obviously they had to be on someone's property that is adjacent to the Mexican border.
Mm-hmm.
That's private property. If a private individual is allowing these individuals to be on their property to help them with security, what's the problem?
You know what I think the biggest takeaway from this article is? If I was an editor, this is how I would have framed it. This would be my headline, because this really should be the lead here. Not that this guy got arrested. Half a dozen people. It takes only half a dozen people to stop 5,600 illegal immigrants over 2 months. Wow. I mean, what if we put 60 armed ex-military and police on the border?
Wow.
Well, we could stop 100,000 a month that way more than.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that would end this problem? Pretty much.
Which even Democrats now say is a crisis.
Right. Because now they're blaming Trump for it.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it was all manufactured by Donald Trump because
of course.
This never happened before Donald Trump was president.
Well, if it's a manufactured crisis, then nobody was stopped at the border and this guy could be let go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Texter writes, no reasonable prosecutor.
Exactly, exactly.
No, reasonable.
Yeah.
Prosecutor. And this texter nails it. Americans are second-class citizens to non-citizens. Our rights and liberties no longer matter to the left, and they use mob rule to enforce their will and absolute lawlessness according to their standards or lack thereof. Yeah.
Well, we're no longer citizens. We're simply residents.
We are residents. And, you know, in fact, our ancestors migrated. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a migration. It's not an invasion. It may look like one with 100,000 a month, but it's a migration. And here's what folks across the upstate are saying right now on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307. Let's see. Texter writes, Tara, the name illegal immigrants sounds so harsh. Can we just call them Democrat voters to make it sound better? Okay. I like illegal Democrat voters. Texter writes, Tara, it sounds like you and Lee are assuming the militia at the border has been stopped by the federal government from detaining illegal border crossers and turning them over to Border Patrol. They haven't. They're still operating at the border. One of their leaders was simply arrested for an unrelated charge after the FBI did background checks on all of them. I think we're pretty clear on that, that it was just the leader that was arrested, not all of them, and that he was arrested not on charges related to detaining the illegals, but on charges related to his felon status. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Meanwhile, see, you know what kills me about this? So the FBI goes on the attack. Man, they are on the attack. They are going to bring down these militia guys because we cannot have them stopping perfectly legal illegal immigrants on the border. We can't have them interdicting felons who were sentenced for their crimes here and for whom it is a felony to return. We can't have them stopping felonies at the border, because if you return after deportation, many of these guys do, that's a felony. I can't have them stopping felonies. Can't have that. Yet again, here's another. Isn't it amazing how we just, everything we could do to stop the flow at the border is just so impossible. It's just so illegal. It's just so wrong. There's just no way legally we can do it. We're so sorry. But when it comes to lawbreaking by illegal immigrants, we just, you know, we can't stop that. But when it comes to Americans, boy, we can find the time, can't we? This is ridiculous. I mean, listen to this, just the level this has reached. Do you know what is illegal for illegal immigrant-led households to be given public housing in this country unless they're asylees? Yet 32,000 non-qualified illegal immigrant-led families, that means it's illegal, have claimed spots in public housing. What? That's according to an investigation by the Washington Times. 32,000. Do you know how many Americans that displaced? How many American veterans that displaced? You know, and this could explain, have you noticed these big blue sanctuary cities have the homeless camps? I mean, it's homeless. I mean, they're all synonymous for both things, sanctuary city and homeless camp. Is it because the illegals are living in the public housing and the American homeless are on the streets? It wouldn't surprise me. The Trump administration is proposing a new rule to try to block some of the 32,000 illegal immigrant-led households from claiming public housing assistance. They're currently on it, saying it's unfair to hundreds of thousands of Americans who are stuck on waiting lists. How is this going on in our country? Again, this is illegal. Where's the FBI investigation? Oh, we don't have time to look at them violating our, you know, public housing rules. Oh, okay. We don't have time to stop them from voting at a rate of 56,000 a year. And 56,000 votes in Texas. Illegal immigrants and foreign nationals who aren't legally allowed to vote in federal election. We don't have time for that. But we have time to stop some guys who are being highly effective at the border. Because we can't have that. It is amazing what the FBI has time for. I'm still not over the fact that the week the Jussie Smollett thing broke, they sent a team of over a dozen FBI agents to look into the Jussie Smollett attack in Chicago. But that was the same week that the story broke that 56,000 illegal immigrants and foreign nationals were voting in Texas elections. Still isn't an FBI investigation of that. See how this works? Dual justice. We just pretend it's not happening. We pretend it wasn't in the news. We pretend it didn't break. We pretend there isn't crime on a national scale. We pretend we don't know that the Texas governor just tweeted that the Democrat Party is recruiting illegals to vote by mailing them ballots with the citizenship box pre-checked. We pretend we don't know that. We just pretend. That's how dual justice works. Folks, this is why it is so critical that these guys go to prison who did this to Trump. Texter writes, that's the FBI under Director Christopher Wray. He's on the Democrat side. Yeah, and shame on Trump for appointing him. He does more damage to himself with his appointees than anything else. Texter writes, Rosenstein did recommend Christopher Wray after Mueller applied for the job. So says Sean from Liberty. Texter writes, the question should be, why did the FBI run a background on that leader? Texter writes, imagine how many more billions with a B we would have for our teachers if the illegals weren't here. Texter writes, Tara, why have you banned my text? If you were banned, I wouldn't be reading your text because you'd be banned. I don't know. People think if I don't read their text, I've banned their text. No, I just have so many texts, I can only get to the ones that make sense. And a lot of, sometimes I don't even read all the good ones. It's just too many of them. So I try to pick and choose the best. Texter writes, Tara, I just saw a bumper sticker that said Trump 2020, make liberals cry again. It made my morning. So says Donna. Texter writes, thank you, George W. and Dick Cheney for the FISA courts. Patriot Act, my dot, dot, dot. This is a good observation, too. Texter writes, think how trivially easy it would be to destroy you or me or a campaign worker, talking about the deep state, or a candidate at really, really low and seemingly unimportant levels. Yes, this is what they do now. They are part of our elections. We have accepted that. By the way, the Trump administration is now working to block illegal immigrants from getting public housing assistance. The plan would scrap Clinton-era regulations that allow illegal immigrants to sign up for assistance without having to disclose their status. See, there again, here you go. That's another magnet. It's another magnet. Created deliberately by who? It's a magnet to get them to America. You get free housing. We'll bust the Americans to the back of the line. Don't worry about that. You vote Democrat at a higher rate than they do. You're more important. And the Democrats telling us we have to fix our broken system. No, they deliberately broke it. Texter writes about the 56,000 illegal immigrants and foreign nationals illegally voting in Texas elections, federal elections. Texter writes, foreigners trying to change our election. Where is the outrage? Oh, I mean, there's no problem if you're trying to help the Democrats win. That's fine. The problem comes in if you're trying to help a Republican. Texter writes, Tara, I love your show. I'm a truck driver. And now thanks to radio.com, I can listen wherever I am. Thanks for what you do. Take care. Oh, cool. I use radio.com too every day to listen wherever I am. So we have that in common. Thank you for listening to the show. All right. On this post-Easter Monday morning, we had a very capitalistic Easter this year. I was a little worried about it, actually, because I thought the kids might be disappointed. Yeah, here's what we did. Normally we do, you know, we do what everyone else does, the Easter baskets and stuff, the Easter eggs and hide them, all that silly stuff. See, Rambo Loco and I, the way that we remain disciplined about what we eat, we're both so bad. If there's bad food in the house, like calorie-laden food, we'll eat it. So the way we avoid that is to not have the stuff in the house, and we've been really good about that the last couple of months, just not having it in the house. Wow, we were both dreading having all the Easter candy in the house. So he said, listen, let's just not. Now let's go full capitalist. Let's just give the kids the money. Like stuff it in the Easter eggs. So this was the plan, right? I liked it too because we didn't have to go out shopping for Easter very much. Or we got him a couple little things, but nothing much. So we stuffed bucks, lots of bucks, over $60 in Easter eggs. And we hid them all over the house. But see, these are capitalistic Easter eggs. So you know how normally you hide eggs for little kids? Like out where it's real obvious and they can just run and see it. We're like, well, no, there's cash in here. We're going to have, first of all, we could get robbed. Second of all, we're going to make them work for them. It's money. We had a conversation the night before. Like, well, you know, I mean, the oldest is a good 4 years older than the youngest. Is it going to be fair? Should we redistribute afterward? We'll see. Well, to see how lopsided it ends up. So they went nuts looking for the Easter eggs and they had a ball shoving each other out of the way and whatnot. Nobody got hurt or anything. But boy, I was worried the night before too, because are they going to be disappointed? I mean, they're all talking about, oh, candy, can't wait to come to candy tomorrow. No, they weren't disappointed at all. It was like their favorite Easter ever. So anyway, they collected, you know, the oldest got the most, the second got the second most, third, you know, Big Crash got the least. But, I mean, he did good. He got like 17 eggs. So I don't know. We had talked about, you know, maybe just evening up a little if it was too outrageously lopsided. I mean, I took one of the eggs from my daughter. I was like, you know, why don't you just give him one? He's your little brother. She goes, no, that's communism. I'm like, that's my daughter. So they all got to keep their eggs and everyone was happy and nobody got fat. It was a good Easter. How about you? 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Have you seen this kid online? Speaking of kids, have you seen this kid online? This little girl, Mini Me AOC. Oh, she looks just like her. And she sounds just like her. And her math is about as good. No, you laughing. None of the math in this adds up. But you're like, oh, that's exaggerated. No, it's not. She's walking around saying we got 12 years left. The left has been telling us we have 11 years left before the earth is just done in by climate change. Well, they've been saying that since 1989. I've got the Associated Press story on my Facebook page, the original Associated Press story that we had only until the year 2000 before the earth was all burnt up. So, I mean, they haven't even bothered to change their talking points since 1989. Never mind figuring out the actual math. I mean, this is AOC who's like, yeah, we could totally pay for this. Well, like, by how? Well, we'll borrow money and not pay it back. Oh. Well, how much are we not going to pay out? How much are we not going to pay back? Oh, I don't know. My report's only like 6 pages long. So you're not going to deal with the cost or how much we'd have to pay back. No, it's just a proposal. Cool. Whole Democrat field adopts it. I'm still not over that. 6 pages, no financial impact estimates, zero on what it will cost. Or even how to pay for it, really. And the whole Democrat field adopts it. Well, we went to the moon and we didn't know if that would work. Yeah, but we did some math first just to check and make sure we had a pretty good chance. Oh, who needs math when you have great ideas? Anyway, here's AOC Mini-Me. She's so cute. I love this. And by the way, she must be on Common Core Math, too. You can really see the Common Core Math skills in this. Take a listen.
Like, I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC. And, like, I want to talk about, like, climate change. Because, like, there's no doubt cow farts are making the climate change. Like, in July, the climate was 96 degrees. And in February, the climate was 36 degrees. OMG. Like, that's a huge change in the climate in only 4 months.
She's counting on her fingers.
Like, at this rate, the world is going to end in exactly 12 years. And, like, I'm only 29 years old now. So the world will be over when I'm only 37 years old. Like, I also want to talk about socialism because socialism is so amazing. Like, socialism is actually short for social media. Did you know that? Like, I use social media, so I'm a socialist. And, like, 3 of the most successful countries in the world are socialists, too. Venezuela, Facebook, and Twitter are all very successful socialist countries. I have a lot of friends who moved to America from Facebook.
There you go. Makes about as much sense as AOC's New Green Deal. Maybe a little more. I love that kid. 800-347-1063, Ingalls Advantage talk line, text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. While we're laughing, have you heard about Jussie Smollett's pain? I mean, I feel bad. I feel bad entertaining you with his pain, but I just couldn't resist. Have you heard about this? His brother, JoJo Smollett, just people need to knock it off because they're causing him pain. That his brother has night terrors over the hoax attack. I mean, you paid them to hit you. What? Why does this scare you? But just stop paying them. They won't hit you. It really says something, folks, that we live in a country where we're so short of people to repress you that you have to pay Nigerian immigrants to beat you up because otherwise no one will repress you. It's sad. But anyway, here's what he had to say. Oh, and wait till you hear whose fault it is that his brother is suffering from night terrors. This is a JoJo Smollett again, Jussie's brother. Within less than 3 months, his life has been turned upside down as my family and I have witnessed him endure. Oh, endure. unrelenting attacks to his character and reputation, JoJo wrote. To define this experience as unjust would be an understatement. Oh, it was unjust, all right. Yeah, to the Chicago PD and all of us folks who proudly wear MAGA hats. So, whose fault is this? You know, the injustice of it all that's bringing the night terrors to poor, suffering Jussie Smollett? Well, according to JoJo, the brother, quote, we can't ignore the desire among the far right to criminalize whole sectors of the country, which they either refuse to accept or feel are unnatural, or feel are natural political opponents, he explained. Okay, I see. So it's the suffering is the fault of right-wingers who don't even know Jussie Smollett and were never paid to attack him. Somehow. JoJo concluded by thanking the people who've stood by his brother at a time when his integrity has been brought into question. Yeah, by the guys who investigated him. Including the black guy who heads the Chicago PD. I saw the press conference. He did not seem to think that people on the far right were responsible for this attack. It was weird. Anyway, I want you to know he's suffering. Night terrors, even. Night terrors. In a country so awesome, you have to pay people to attack you because no one else will. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what the people think. Texter writes about JoJo Smollett scolding right-wingers because his brother Jussie is having night terrors over what happened in Chicago. Texter writes, JoJo just lost his meal ticket. I know. He's not happy. Texter writes, the Democrats' answer for how to pay for anything is always the same, tax the wealthy. Another texter writes on the AOC Mini-Me audio, a little girl impersonating Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Tara, I think the child was mocking AOC, right? Yeah, no, right. It was so authentic, it was hard to tell. Texter writes, that girl is awesome. She has a great future in stand-up comedy or politics. I know, that's what's so sad. Another texter writes, Jussie Smollett's night terrors that he's having. Can't sleep, poor baby. Jussie Smollett's night terrors are from getting caught. You see, the problem is if you want to wear a MAGA hat and openly support your president in the United States, Jussie Smollett just made it, so you're a lot more likely to be beaten for doing that in public. Because there are people out there who believe fools like him. Is he afraid of that? No, he doesn't care. It's all about him. It's all about him. Texter writes, Tara, Mexico crossed over into the U.S. and disarmed our troops on the border with no response from Trump, Barr, Pompeo, Ray, or anybody else in the administration. So the FBI's actions are right in line with that policy. Yeah, and I think that people were kind of mum because I think it was an accident. I think there was some confusion as to where everybody was standing, like, you know, which country they were in, which who knows anymore, right? It's increasingly difficult to distinguish Mexico from America. Since we have, you know, pretty much not a border. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Fox News has been spiraling down in the last year or two. Last week, two different hosts, Neil and Shepard, cut off and ended interviews with guests for suggesting there could be foul play with the church in France. Shepard said, not on my watch, while on his watch over the weekend, rioters burned cars and everything else in Paris. And in Sri Lanka, churches were targeted and hundreds died. My point is persecution is real and Fox News is no longer reliable. Thank you, Tara and Word, for continuing to report truth and not state-controlled propaganda. Oh, speaking of Sri Lanka, we're going to get into this more in the next hour. We already did it before, but I got to reloop it. Yeah, the story the left is peddling on Sri Lanka is that it's the Christians' fault that they got killed. Wait, you're thinking, how could this be possible? They're the Christian minority. Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you're a Christian, it's always your fault when you get killed. Why? The spin is, in part, I'm going to read some of it to you. See, what happened is Western missionaries, that is, missionaries from countries like America and Europe, have been giving poor, starving orphans food in these countries. And see, that's why they deserve the violence. Wait, what? Yeah, they've been giving poor, starving children food, and it's a missionary tactic, has been for hundreds of years. While they feed them, they tell them about Jesus Christ, which apparently is incredibly offensive. Now, if you were to give poor children food and tell them about Allah, that would be okay. But if, yeah, Jesus Christ, no, forget that. See, and it's that kind of thing. And they're already spending this is payback for New Zealand. But is it? Let's look at the words of one of the suicide bombers among the eight they now believe did this, maybe more, I don't know. This is one of the suicide bombers who explained all over his web and social media pages that Allah created Sri Lanka for Muslims. And so people would have, if you're non-Muslim, you're going to have to be removed. If through violence, oh well. See, this is a lot like what I'm hearing in the media this morning. Here's what he said. Islam does not permit standing up for the national flag. This is a tweet from him. Hindus, Xians, he means Christians, Buddhas, he means Buddhist, are kafirs. Allah created this land for Muslims. Kafirs have the right to live. Now, that actually is pretty radical of him to suggest kafirs have the right to live. But anyway, kafirs have the right to live. Only Muslims have the right to rule. His words, not mine. Loyalty of Muslims should only be for the nation ruled by Muslims. And with that, he blew himself up, taking dozens with him. Don't expect to read any of that in the mainstream media.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.